Hello, beautiful people on this space, and a warm, warm welcome to yet another episode on the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice for the first time, well, you're listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I am your host, Irike Tomafivo. The Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depth of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my belief in magic. And most importantly, to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. And if you find yourself listening to this episode, maybe there is a jewel for in here especially. And any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review and share with your friends and family so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I just want you to know that whatever you're going through, however dark it may seem, there's always truth and strength in the fact that you are not alone. I mean, we all have struggles, but as long as you don't give up on yourself, light will break through the darkness. The truth is piercing, and the truth is all that matters. And while the truth is, none of us are alone. If you're navigating through a mental health relapse, always remember, always have support. So, on my last podcast episode, I shared my insights on controlling anger, and I also laid down practical strategies that would help you control your emotions and also manage them effectively. And if you haven't listened to the episode, you could do so when you're done listening to this one. Today, 5 years ago, I lost the most important person in my life to the cold hands of death. And that's why I thought of creating a podcast episode in remembrance of him. And on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my insights and also based on my own personal experiences on dealing with grief and loss of a loved one. So let's take a deep breath together. And trust that your intuition guided you to this very moment. So simply be and enjoy the ride. Death is a natural phenomenon, and at some point in our lives, we will all die. But our only prayers would be against untimely death and dying without living a purposeful life. I believe one way or the other, we've lost a loved one, and it has affected you in different ways only you can possibly understand. Well, how can we navigate through this hurt and come out really strong? Give yourself time. Grief is a process, and healing takes time. You need to learn to be patient with yourself and allow yourself the time you need to heal. It's also important that everybody grieves differently, and what works for one person may not work for the other person. It is important to find out what works for you and not to compare your own grief with that of others. Grief is a natural response to loss. It is the emotional suffering one feels when something or someone they love has been taken away. And well, there's something called the grief process. But this process includes a range of feelings such as sadness, anger, guilt, despair, can also cause physical symptoms such as fatigue, changes in appetite, trouble sleeping. Well, the length of grief process varies from one person and can last for months and even years. It's important we understand that grief is a personal and unique experience and there's no right way to grief. It's important to understand that we're human beings and we have emotions and we feel things. Don't tell another person the best way they should grieve. Don't do that. Instead of yelling at someone who is grieving, or instead of being judgmental, give them shoulder to cry on. Give them assurance. Create a safe space and let them know that you are here for them when they need support, when they need love. And remind them constantly that you're never going to leave them alone. Don't make comments like, "Are you the first person to lose somebody? Me that lost my own, have I died?" That's an unfair thing for you to say. And if you don't know how to console somebody, just tell them my condolences and move. Instead of adding more sorrows to their pain, it's better to shut up if you don't have the right words of compassion, if you don't have the right words of sympathy and empathy. Shut up. Don't add fire. Don't add fuel to burning fire. Don't make their pain worse. Shut up. And as individuals, we really need to do more. We really need to do better. We are so ignorant of a lot of things that we fail to take note of what really matters. Don't tell somebody how to grieve. Don't do that. And I repeat, don't do that. Well, the grief process is more of an emotional and psychological response to loss. It is a natural and normal process that can greatly vary from person to person and can last for different periods of time. And well, there are 5 stages of grief as proposed by psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Well, she emphasized that stages of grief are grouped into 5. Well, the first stage is denial. This is the initial stage of grief where the person have difficulty in accepting reality of loss and they may feel numb or even in shock. I work at the hospital and I've seen when patient relatives, when they lose their loved one, you know, initially they're like, "No, mama, you're not dead, oh. Wake up, we are not dead." That's denial. They've not yet accepted that their loved one is gone. That's denial. The next one is anger. And well, as reality of the loss begins to sink in, this person may experience feelings of anger and frustration, and they may even blame others or themselves for the loss. I have seen a situation whereby when patient relatives, when they lose their patient, they start blaming healthcare professionals that they did not do their job properly. But we fail to understand that death is inevitable and it can come at any time. Even when we do our best, there are times when, it's just the person's time and there's nothing we could do about it. And the next stage is bargaining. Well, this is the stage characterized by feelings of guilt and regret. This person may start making deals with higher power to find way to undo the loss. They might start saying, "Ah, mommy, if you wake up,
God, if you can wake my mother up, I promise to serve you for the rest of my life. That's bargaining. So the next stage is depression. This stage is characterized by feelings of sadness, hopelessness, helplessness. And this person may be withdrawn from others and even lose interest in activities they once enjoyed. The next stage, which is the final stage, acceptance. In this stage, the person begins to accept the loss and find a way to move forward. They may find a new sense of purpose and meaning in their life. It's important for us to understand and also keep in mind that not everybody goes through these stages in a linear fashion. But some people may not experience all of them. And like I said earlier, grief is a personal and individual process that can take time to heal. And it's also important for us to note that grief can manifest in different ways, and everyone has their own coping mechanism. It's important for you to find what works for you and not to compare your own grief with others. And it's also important to seek professional help if the grief is overwhelming and affecting your daily life. Now, how can we deal with grief and loss of a loved one? Well, it's important for you to allow yourself feel your feelings. I mean, grief can take many forms. It could include sadness, anger, guilt, despair. It's important for you to allow yourself feel these emotions rather than repressing them. Allow yourself embrace these negative emotions. It's way, way better than bottling it up, because a time will come when you can no longer hold those powerful emotions and it might end up breaking you down. So it's important for you to allow yourself feel. Cry if you have to. It gets difficult, especially when reality kicks in and you find out that you are all alone in this world, especially if the loved one happens to be your mom, your dad, your sibling. And if you had connected with them on a different level when they were alive. So losing them might be really difficult for you to cope. It's also important that you take care of yourself. I mean, grief can be physically and emotionally draining. That's why it's important for you to take care of your physical and emotional health during this time. And also ensure you eat well, you get enough sleep, and you also engage in self-care activities like exercising, journaling. I mean, just engage in things that make you happy. You could also try connecting with other people. Talk to your friends. Talk to your families. Even talking to a therapist can be a great way to process your feelings and gain support. You could also think of joining a support group of people who have experienced similar losses can also be very helpful. And it's also important that you find meaning in your loss. Many people find that honoring their loved one's memory through memorials, volunteer work, or other meaningful activities can help them find purpose and closure. It could be starting up a foundation under what your loved one loved. Could be a charitable organization you could give back to the society. You know, just try as much as possible to continue the legacy your loved one may have left behind. Give yourself time. Grief is a process
and healing takes time. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself the time you need to heal. And like I said, like I continuously emphasize on, it's important for us to understand that everyone grieves differently. And what works for one person may not work for the other. And it is important that we find what works best for us and not to compare our own grief with that of others. If you want to offer support to someone who is grieving or going through something really awful, you could try by being a good listener. Respect the person's way of grieving. Accept that there would be mood swings. There will be times when they don't want to talk. There will be times when they just want to be alone. Give them that space, but also give them the assurance that you are there when they are ready to talk. And avoid giving unnecessary advices. And refrain from trying to explain the loss. You should also try by helping out with practical tasks and staying connected and available. And also offer words that will touch the person's heart and comfort them and give them a sense of solace. We should really learn how to be more empathetic. You should be willing to sit in silence. Don't press if the grieving person doesn't feel like talking. Often, just by showing them comfort goes a long way. Don't judge their reactions. And most importantly, find your own way to express your love. Be kind. And most importantly, be comforting. Let the grieving person express their emotions without being judgmental or being a critic, and be genuine in your communication and don't hide your feelings. You could tell them that I'm not sure what to say, but I want you to know that I care about you and I'm here when you're ready to talk. Even small gestures goes a long way, as preparing a meal for them or, you know, just helping them feel better, giving them food, giving them hot water baths. Make them feel loved. This is where I draw the curtain on the episode, Coping with Grief and Loss of a Loved One. And if you find this episode relatable, don't forget to leave a review and share your thoughts. And for Spotify users, don't forget to use the Q&A section and share your thoughts. I believe together, we can all make the world a more loving and kinder place where human emotions are prioritized even more. Thank you. Till next time, I am your host, Irike Tomafevo. I love you, but God loves you more. Don't forget to stay safe. Be good to people and do right by people.